Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Michael LaFrancois, who is the inventor of Wingers. Wingers are disposable finger covers that consumers use while eating buffalo wings to keep their fingers clean, and I think that's awesome. And Mr. LaFrancois, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And you're most welcome. Our pleasure. So how did you come up with Wingers, and what was the process to bringing this to market?
Yeah, so my wife and I were at a restaurant. We ordered, you know, buffalo wings, ate them. And, you know, on the way home, we just discussed how the sauce was still on our fingers. After we washed them, used the wet naps, you know, the sauce just lingered. So when we were home, I was just searching the internet for, you know, anything that prevented this. And I didn't find anything. So I said, huh, okay, well, let's maybe do something about this. So I didn't take it too seriously at that point. I would just search the internet, find anything possible that was even close, and I couldn't find anything. So then I just started making prototypes. I just sat there at my kitchen table, you know, trying to figure out something that, you know, people could use at restaurants to keep their fingers clean while they eat buffalo wings. So after multiple prototypes, you know, some of them are, you know, so funny to look at even to this day, you know, I found one that I thought worked. So at that point, I reached out to a patent attorney in my area to see, okay, how do I protect myself? Because when you invent something, you think everybody's out there to steal it. I remember when I was making my prototypes, I would actually keep the prototypes I didn't keep in a bag. I didn't even throw them out because I think I thought the garbage men would steal my idea. So I reached out to a patent attorney, told him what I needed to do or what I wanted to do, and he made suggestions. So what we did is you file a provisional patent with each prototype. So it kind of protects you a little bit. You know, it's not a patent, but it protects you along the way. So I had all these prototypes, and then I thought, okay, well, I need someone to mass produce these for me. And for our product, I knew that it would be touching people's skin and they would be using it to touch food, which they would be putting in their mouth. So it had to be medical grade. So that really shrunk my pool of manufacturers. So what I did is at night, I would just reach out to medical manufacturers throughout the country. I would just take one state, Google it, see if I could find any contract manufacturer, reach out to them through their contact form, and then try to start a conversation. So I probably got 100 no's. You know, we can't make this, too complicated, you know, or just, you know, people don't answer you back. So finally I found one. It was in New York, and they said, this is pretty cool. You know, what's interesting is when you create something or invent something, you think people are definitely going to want to make it for you or help make this happen. That's not true. You know, you have to find believers in your product, and then they'll take you on. So basically, when I found the manufacturer, we worked together to put up to make some kind of design, you know, the best prototype we could. I would say we went through 5 prototypes, and the hardest part was picking the materials. The materials were very complicated. Some were very expensive. So we had to hire a research and development team to come in and help us because at a certain point, consumers aren't going to pay, you know, say $30 for a roll of wingers that they're just going to throw away. So we had to make sure our price point was correct and that we weren't going to, you know, basically have a loss lead or lose money by selling our product. So once we had, you know, the materials picked out, our best prototype, you know, kind of this is it, you know, this is the best it's going to be at this point, we hired a marketing team to say, okay, well, what should we do? How do we market this? And at the same time, we had to validate our idea, right? Because, You have this invention, your grandma and all your family members are going to tell you it's the coolest thing in the world, you're going to be a billionaire, but you need to have real life kind of hit you in the face a little bit. So I contacted Bryan University here in Rhode Island. They allowed me to come in, do a presentation to all their entrepreneur students. You know, I told them about Wingers. I did a whole PowerPoint and basically told them, hey, rip me apart. You know, is this dumb? Is this stupid? Are people going to want these or am I wasting my time? So at that point, from the students, it was positive, and which was great. And the biggest takeaway that I received from that is the whispers from the people, from the students. You know, I heard them tell each other, why didn't I think of that? And as an inventor, that's what you want to hear. And the greatest part is they weren't telling me that. They were telling each other. So I knew that was a truthful statement. So I had the confidence to keep going. So we hired a marketing team. We did a soft launch. We started getting out there. And then we ended up on the Today Show, which was, you know, I think that was a big pivot. And confidence that, you know what, we have something. So yeah, after today's show, that was kind of, you know, the point where we decided, okay, we have something, let's invest some more money and let's see how far we can take this.
Yeah, I bet you certainly did arrive at that point. That is pretty awesome. What a story, what a success story. And you certainly didn't mess around the moment that the idea came to take care of legal matters as well. So that's quite impressive on your part and very wise as well. What do you think was the most difficult part of inventing Wingers, and what would you have done differently if you could go back?
Yeah, I think the hardest part was the manufacturing, finding a manufacturer. You know, if you invent a different kind of pencil, you can find a pencil manufacturer somewhere around that can kind of help you and guide you. But when you're inventing something that's never existed before, there is no blueprint. There's no one to call and say, hey, how do I do this? Oh, call so-and-so. That doesn't exist. So it's really just finding a needle in a haystack. And that was extremely difficult. That took definitely the most time. If I were to do it differently, I think I would contact you know, the Industrial Association of every state. Instead of trying to hit them one by one, I would contact, you know, first I would start in Rhode Island and say, okay, REMA, Rhode Island Manufacturing Association, I have this thing that I need manufactured. Can you help me find who can make this? Right? Because our product was very unique. The materials were unique. And then once we created it, we needed a material that you can print on. With Wingers, you know, say a big wing chain restaurant gets them or puts them in their restaurants. We can have their logo safely printed on the Wingers on each basically finger sticker. So we had to make sure the manufacturer could do that as well. So again, manufacturing was the hardest. It took the longest. And if I could do it all over again, I would reach out to manufacturer associations in each state instead of going one by one. And if anybody's listening out there that, you know, has something they're looking to have manufactured, feel free to reach out to me. I can help them with that aspect. But I also know other people that have created things. You know, Paul Horn created a great app here in Rhode Island that, you know, I could definitely, you know, put someone in touch with on how to make an app, how that goes. And then a relative of ours, Anthony Brahamshaw, he created a hummus. Called Promise. So he knows how to kind of get a food, specific food type made. So if anyone out there needs help on manufacturing or how to even start the process, please reach out to me.
On behalf of the listeners, certainly do appreciate your invitation. That's a great touch there, and we appreciate that. Speaking of obstacles, what obstacles did you have in the process to overcome, and how did you tackle those? I'm sure the listeners could also learn from that.
So there are a lot of obstacles. So if I have to choose one, I would say the biggest obstacle is just not knowing what to expect next. You know, I would say the biggest obstacle, which anyone who has invented anything or trying to bring something to market, is the money, right? Because when you're inventing something or creating something, like I said before, you don't know what to expect, right? So we find this manufacturer. They're like, yeah, we'll take you on. And then it's like, oh, well, the materials we need to make it cost this. It's like, okay, well, I didn't budget for that. Oh, and we need a tool that's going to cost X. The R&D team's going to cost X. And it's, you know, it's a lot. So it's kind of thrown at you, and you got to figure out what to do. And for us, we depended on, you know, our credit cards and our friends and family. We had to bootstrap everything. So that's really how I overcame that obstacle.
Definitely appreciate your opening up and sharing some of those obstacles that you had to overcome. That is helpful today. We're speaking with Mr. Michael LaFrancois, who is the inventor of Wingers. Wingers are disposable finger covers that consumers use while eating buffalo wings to keep their fingers clean. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, entrepreneurship is certainly tough. How did you stay motivated during the entire process?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. Especially like I keep saying, when you have something that no one's done before, you can't really lean on someone and say, oh, you know, how did you do it? You just really have to have a solid why. You know, why are you doing this? And I think that's for any business. You know, if you're going to open up, you know, a pizza shop or you're going to invent something, it's why are you doing that? You know, and if you don't have a strong why, I think you're going to have a tough time pushing through the obstacles, because it's going to be a lot of obstacles, and it's very easy just to say, okay, you know, I'm just going to stop doing this because I didn't know what's on the other side anyway, so I'm just going to stop. You know, so for me, you know, my why was, you know, my son passed away. You know, he's only 4 months old, you know, right before I kind of got the idea for creating Wingers. You know, and for me, inventing this and pushing through, you know, is all dedication to him, because I felt that, you know, him passing away taught me that life is very fragile. So do what you want to do and go after something if you think it can make your life better. So when I, you know, an obstacle that came up was, you know, when I was first, I had our great prototype and I was finding manufacturers. You know, a manufacturer said to me, you know, and to create this, you're going to need $1 million machine. Do you have $1 million to create this machine? And I was like, no. And that could have stopped me there. But instead, I just thought, you know what? Let's figure something out. You know, there's got to be another way around. And that's, you know, we did find another way around. But if you're not passionate, if you don't have that solid why, you know, you're not going to get through the hard times. And the why, you know, it doesn't have to be as, you know, sad as mine. It can be you just want a better life, or you want to buy a private island. But you just have to have that solid why are you doing this, and are you ready to basically take years off your life to make this thing happen? If you don't have that, you're going to get blown over very easily.
And certainly some good information right there. Much appreciated. Now, looking at Wingers and the company, where it is now, where do you see the product in a year looking ahead?
So Wingers, we've sold in every state. It never gets old. You know, I think 5 years ago, you know, we're selling them out of our house and wrapping them up and sending them to Nebraska. And now it's more streamlined, but you know, it never gets old. Every time I send one out or I get an order, I just, you know, laugh at how, you know, crazy and cool it is. So yeah, we're selling to people through the internet, and people love them. So in a year, I see us in restaurants. I do. I think, you know, it'll take some time. But yeah, I see us in restaurants, and that's really what they were built for. And I think especially now with COVID-19, I think people who weren't germaphobes now are going to be germaphobes. So they're going to think twice about picking up that buffalo wing with bare fingers. So, I think in a year from now, we'll be in most restaurants.
Well, Mr. LaFrancois, we certainly appreciate your visit on behalf of Wingers and certainly wish you nothing but continued success. And do appreciate all the information shared here today, as it can be applied to any industry, in my opinion. So really some good stuff there. As we conclude today, if you could go back in time and start the process all over again, what is the one action item that you would have totally done differently?
Yeah, I would have brought more advisors in to help me. You know, I did a lot by myself, which looking back, you know, I would have brought in more people who have, you know, manufacturing knowledge. You know, that probably would have been the biggest. Like I said, we developed the prototype before we approached manufacturers, but, you know, I would have reached out probably locally and said, okay, who are the industrial leaders in Rhode Island that could help me? You know, because I decided to do that after the fact, and that's where a lot of, you know, how wingers are sold on rolls. Like that, you know, that didn't just happen. That was, you know, a tip from a manufacturer here in Rhode Island. So I would have reached out to more manufacturers to help me, you know, develop wingers. I think it would have saved me a lot of time and a lot of brain power.
Again, a lot we can learn from your journey and the process of it all, and we really do appreciate your coming on the program to share it with us. Where can listeners get more information on wingers and also be in contact as well?
Yeah, we have a great website. It's www.getwingers.com. Yeah, we sell right through our website.
And you certainly can't beat that. Again, Mr. LaFrancois, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me again. I really appreciate it.
It certainly was our pleasure. Anytime, we've been speaking with Mr. Michael LaFrancois, who is the inventor of wingers. They are disposable finger covers that consumers use while eating buffalo wings to keep their fingers clean. And for all the details, visit getwingers.com. And of course, this link will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.